Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1163, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. We're starting off with the first round. The category, yesterday's hotties. Our first question. Whose look was all the rage on college campuses in the 1940s? The answer is Veronica Lake. Now, on to the second question. Which actress, famous for her role opposite Victor Mature in Samson and Delilah, also invented the technology used in cell phones? The answer is Hedy Lamarr. Fun fact, Hedy Lamarr, besides being a glamorous actress, was an inventor, and her work led to the development of spread-spectrum technology, which is instrumental in today's wireless communications. Our third question. Which sweetheart of an actress were some child mannequins of the 1920s designed to look like? The answer is Mary Pickford. Fourth question. Which groundbreaking actress was portrayed by Halle Berry in an acclaimed TV biopic? The answer is Dorothy Dandridge. Okay, the fifth question. Which alluring star of many classic films, also a Kansas native, was equally famous for her bob haircut? The answer is Louise Brooks. Are you ready for round two? The category is Take a Knee. Our first question. What do you call someone who is in the running for an Emmy or a Tony? The answer is a nominee. The answer again was a nominee. Our second question. What is a scornful, lip-curling facial expression called? The answer is a sneer. Here's the third question. What is the name of the Native American people who lived on the Platte River or Leslie Knope's fictional Indiana town in Parks and Recreation? The answer is Pawnee. Our fourth question. What group did Captain Bligh suffer the wrath of? The answer is mutineers. Our fifth question. What does Stanley call their long-jawed pliers? The answer is needle nose. Now we move on to round three. The category is pound key. First question. What word can come before microscope or fracture, the first being definitely better? The answer is compound. Second question. What traditional recipe requires 16 ounces each of butter, sugar, and flour? The answer is a pound cake. Our third question, where do you go to retrieve your car after it gets towed for being parked in front of a fire hydrant? The answer is the impound lot. Our fourth question, what is the two-word official name for the standard monetary unit of the United Kingdom? The answer is pound sterling. Our fifth question. What harsh debt payment insisted upon by Shylock was Antonio's obligation in The Merchant of Venice? The answer is a pound of flesh. Moving on to round four, the category, names for your dog. Our first question. What strong name could you give your male Rottweiler, like Apollo or this supreme Greek god? The answer is Zeus. Our second question. What four-letter name could you give your small brown dog, which is also the seed of a legume? The answer is bean. Our third question. If your dog is black and white, what could you name it, like Tuxedo or this, the name of Nabisco's classic sandwich cookie? The answer is Oreo. The fourth question, what has been the most popular name for female dogs for the last few years, thanks to Twilight? The answer is Bella. Our fifth question, what name did Bill Clinton give his chocolate lab in 1997? The answer is Buddy. And now for the last round, the category, Scriptease. Our first question, from which 1969 film does this line come from? I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man. The answer is True Grit. Our second question, from which 1946 film does this line come from? Every time you hear a bell ring, it means some angel's just got his wings. The answer is It's a Wonderful Life. Our third question, from which 1939 film does this line come from? You should be kissed and often and by someone who knows how. The answer is Gone with the Wind. Our fourth question, from which 1962 film does this line come from? Bond, James Bond. The answer is Dr. No. Our fifth question, from which 1964 film does this line come from? Mein Führer, I can walk. The answer is Dr. Strangelove. Thanks for tuning in. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.